If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to today's brief. Can testosterone affect the political decisions that men make in society? I'm 19 Keys. Welcome to The Brief. Neuroeconomist Dr. Paul Zak has done a study in 2011 where they took 136 male participants who had disclosed their political party affiliations, the weakness and strength in that political party affiliations. They did post-studies and they did pre-studies in a double-blind study test where participants were administered testosterone weekly and some participants were administered placebos. Now, this particular study had showcased very interesting results and findings. And I want you all to think about several different things as we go through this. I want you to think about the archetype of the hero in society. I want you to think about the fact that there is a rise in soy, which decreases testosterone. There is a decrease in testosterone 50% or by 50% over the last 50 years. I want you to think about why you think we are seeing all of these different political shifts and why men aren't challenging the system more than what they normally would, and why there is a mass shift in men being okay with certain ideas, why certain candidates may win and or lose based on this particular finding. What is testosterone? We go into the root of the testes and the styrone and what that actually means, how it may affect the men in your life, how it may affect you as a male, right? Thinking about the cycles and hormone challenges that men go through that are unspoken about in society. Thinking about how it has an effect on the belief in certain policies and or bills and why men make certain decisions based on these hormonal fluctuations and or challenges in their life, right? And then I want you all to establish a ritual of being able to produce that solution within your life, because they were all tested at a baseline of testosterone. So the study was based on the increase of it. And all of these key findings are very interesting. And the more important thing is, if you're not at that level, and ladies, if you're with a man that you think have low testosterone, decreased wellness, you can see estrogen build up to when they have the male boobs, stomach is poking out, love handles on the side, right? More emotional, less willful to go work out. And they're more on the side of socialist tendencies to where they believe that wealth distribution should be given versus they should pull themselves up by their testes, right? Even thinking about fecundity of the brain to where your swimmers are working, right? And you have thoughts and ideas, and that molecule of testosterone is producing that willfulness within you, right? That testosterone will make you more aggressive, make you want to pursue more challenges, have a growth mindset to become more confident, and decrease stress within your life, right? Fear will not work as much as provoking someone who is in a proper hormonal state and that is masculine. They will challenge that. They will not be looking for a savior. You're going to have a more masculine and even militant society, having more of that warrior mindset, right? Seeing themselves as a man. And why there's probably a decrease in young males seeing themselves psychologically whole as men because of a lack of rites of passage in society today. This is only a piece of the information, right, as we're going to be going through. But this study is a very interesting one as we talk about the role of hormonal changes in society. So as we see statistics shared by news about decrease in testosterone, plastic, right, in the testicles. And this is not seen as a health crisis and an emergency in society, right? Why? Because we would then have to look at the role that testosterone plays when it comes to being able to control a society of men versus those who are empowered, right? And see themselves as their own savior. Testosterone root word comes from the word, the Latin word testes, which refer to the male gonads, which are the primary source of testosterone production in males. And sterone literally is talking about steroids. Now, testes can be broken down to being a witness, and a witness is talking about a witness of virility. So it is literally talking about the sex hormone of testosterone being produced within the body. Now, why do I want to talk about this, and how does this connect with politics? Well, there was a 2011 study that was done by Dr. Paul Zak that showed that testosterone production within the body, giving testosterone shots to participants who were self-proclaimed to be a part of Democrat or Republican parties, had an effect on their loyalty to that party and or their shift to another. And I want to dive into how this is important as we look at the landscape of today. And if you are a man or a male, rather, then this may be great insight to why you think certain ways. So let's think about the fact that there has been reported that testosterone has had a decrease over the last 50 years. Now, why is testosterone important in the first place? Well, testosterone makes us want to compete, right? It makes us more confident, decreases stress, right? Makes us want to pursue challenges with pleasure. Testosterone is going to where you're going to feel more assertive when it comes to reality. And this is going to play a role as we go into this study and see how it affected participants as they were taking weekly testosterone shots. Now, this particular study was done in Claremont, California, at the Claremont Graduate University. The number of participants were 136 healthy males. These participants were picked based on their affiliate, a self-identified affiliation, right? And the strength of that affiliation, which is going to be important as we go into how testosterone affected both. Whether they had a strong affiliation before, right? And how that affected the affiliation afterwards. The way that this study was designed was participants were divided into two groups, one receiving synthetic testosterone and the other receiving a placebo. So this makes it a double-blind study, a study in which neither participants nor researchers knew which participants received testosterone and which received the placebo. Before administering any treatments, participants were first tested for their baseline of testosterone within their body. Participants reported the strength of their political affiliation and their feelings towards political parties. What was measured was political affiliation, political preferences, and or mood, right? The political affiliation, how do they feel about candidates? How strongly that they feel about their political affiliation to their parties, right? And they were post-assessed and pre-assessed to see how testosterone had an effect on their ideologies and their beliefs afterwards. Now, this one actually produced some surprising findings that most people probably would not think about whatsoever. But when we think about the archetype of the male today, and we can see how that archetype may change in the image of the mind of a person, seeing themselves as a hero versus seeing themselves as a victim, and thinking about how this can have effect on our psychology as we make decisions throughout the day, especially in America, where it is more pushed and pronounced into movies, entertainment, pop culture, stories that are shared, that the effeminate male is more celebrated than the masculine male. Matter of fact, the feelings that society is pushing towards toxic masculinity is really a generalized view of how they are portraying masculinity as a whole. So how does this have an effect on the psychology of men? How does it have an effect on politics? Well, one may think that if the science is out there and people understood, then maybe they would want them to be more effeminate, because then it will be easier to control a society of males. You give me your thoughts on it. Participants who had a weak affiliation to Democrats after taking the testosterone had a 12% decrease, right, in their affiliation towards Democrats. And there was participants who had a weak affiliation to Democrats had a 45% red shift. A red shift meaning that they started to align more over with the Republicans. Now, they also tested strong affiliated Democrats and Republicans. And the interesting part about this is that there was 0% change in those who had a strong affiliation to Democrats and Republicans. Now, what this means for me as I'm thinking about the data itself is that the strong affiliation that you have as a person that, you know, is in their psychological hole and is in their confidence of decisions that they're making, right? That testosterone probably just boosts up that affiliation that you have and gives you more confidence in something that you already believe to defend your beliefs, right? But if you on the fence about something and you have a weak affiliation, that testosterone boost has the possibility of shifting you over towards the Republicans. Now, why would it shift you over towards Republican? Now, we have to take into effect that this particular study was done by a neuroeconomist. Neuroeconomist takes into the fact how neuroactivity correlates with choices and preferences in a economic context, understanding the role of different brain regions and evaluating risk and rewards. It speaks on behavior economics, which examines how cognitive biases and emotions influence economic decisions, and investigating the impact of psychological factors on market behaviors and consumer choices. It also studies how social interactions and norms affect economic behavior and exploring the neural basis of trust, cooperation, and competition. Now, that part is the part that I find interesting as I was doing further research and on about the role of testosterone in influencing political preferences. And first, we have to get deeper into testosterone and how it affects men. So let's talk about something that is not normally addressed in society, which is the fact that men go through hormonal changes throughout the body, right? Between the late 20s, right? Early 30s, going into mid 30s, there is a hormonal change that happens in men, right? And also men actually.
Hi, I'm Sean Nelson, founder and CEO of Lovesack and host of the Let Me Save You 25 Years podcast. Imagine learning from the best without the years of struggle. On my podcast, I sit down with stars like Montel Jordan and Sarah Blakely to share the hard-earned lessons that can save you time and effort on your path to success. Ready to speed up your success story? Listen to Let Me Save You 25 Years with Sean Nelson wherever you get your podcasts.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
We have daily cycles to where you have hormonal changes throughout the day. But as a man is starting to age, right, and especially in society that we live today where there's a decreased testosterone, I believe that a normal testosterone rate probably be somewhere in the 700s. Right. So you can test it all the way going up to like 1300, 1400. Some people take steroids to where they try to have that over increased level. But when we're talking about just having normal testosterone that is good, right, somewhere in the 700s, right, high 600s, 700s, you can go get your blood work and get tested to know where you are. It has an effect on your confidence. It has an effect on your mood. It has an effect on stress. It has an effect on your willfulness and your belief in self and your ability to go do challenging things and want to go do challenging things, such as go to the gym, right? A lot of people don't like going to the gym. I put out a challenge to men the other day and they got mad, right? Instead of going out there and training, which everybody should be doing anyway because it's healthy for you, a lot of men today are not going to the gym, right? Obesity is still very high in America. It is affecting Black men at a disproportionate rate with all of the issues and problems that we have physically. And I believe that working out, training, and getting your testosterone levels to a normal level, because if your testosterone levels are not at a normal level, you're not even thinking like a man. And I mean that quite literally. The way you think about politics, the way you think about economics, and the reason why that you do things. So one of the research insights that said that testosterone administration can improve mood and increase positive feelings towards certain political figures, especially those that are seen as strong. So let's give a hint. As we look at some of the political figures that we have right now and the candidates that are in office, you have Donald Trump, you have Joe Biden, you have Robert F. Kennedy, right? And you have Cornel West. Now, two of the top, of course, was going to be Donald Trump and is going to be Biden. But a lot of people are seeing Robert F. Kennedy as a candidate. And let's look at Robert F. Kennedy as somebody that works out, somebody that's capturing snakes, somebody that is seen as strong, that fights against, right, the government, fights against the establishment. So a lot of people align with that archetype right, as an alternative to Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump, if you are a male, right, possibly with high testosterone, confident within self, right, and enjoys the challenge and the reward of that challenge, which we're going to go in why that matters, then you may see Donald Trump as somebody that is strong, right, that's somebody that you believe in. Now, Joe Biden, I can see where if we're talking about this study was done in 2011, but if it was done today and people would have a weak affiliation to Democrats, that means that there would have been a 12% decrease, right, in that affiliation, in that loyalty towards that candidate and or party, and a 45% increase towards a red shift. And as we look at these candidates are classic case, right, of number one, either strong affiliations or weak affiliations, or seeing one candidate as weak while seeing one as strong. Now, I'll let you all make your decisions as the way that you see them, but we can also go deeper into the archetype of the hero and how when a man has that high testosterone pumping and that confidence within self, you become the hero in your own story. When you are of that low confidence and you are of that low testosterone, the image about you being a hero in your story change. I asked the question to my audience, if you were in trouble, right? And God said that, well, here's the person I'm going to send you. And they showed somebody with your exact physical body type. They showed somebody with your exact mental fortitude, strength of spirit, right? Reverence. And they said, this is the exact person that's going to help you while you're in trouble. Is that the person that you want to show up? Do you want yourself to show up, right? And as we think about that, think about a man that feels like he's not physically strong and he's weak and he's not capable. Is that the backup that you want? So if you don't want yourself to show up, it is a great psychological test for you to believe that you are not enough in your own story in life to save yourself, to handle the challenges, right? The hero is the one that runs into chaos to bring order. He takes it as a challenge and focuses on a growth mindset, right? So you don't develop a dependent mentality on a savior because you are focused on literally seeing yourself as the one who's going to save you. You are the hero in your story. So since he was a neuroeconomist, let's go into the social and the economic preferences, right? And how this may have an impact based on testosterone levels. Well, one of them was behavioral influence. High testosterone levels may have been correlated with preferences of traditional social structures and less support for wealth redistribution. This aligned with conservative views that prioritize personal responsibility and merit-based success. So now you get to think about the news that you see out there, right? Where, you know, and you can see about the figures that you see out there, people that are muscled, that are successful, that are wealthy, right? Black and white guys that are going to tell you to go out there and get it yourself, to not depend on anybody. They don't look at wealth distribution as being a socialist agenda that the government should handle. They look at, man, if you are a man, you should go out there and work. You should put your mind to it. You should work hard. You should work smart and you should figure it out and you should go be able to get you some money and build you some wealth. That is what they look at the opportunity as equality in the sense that every man has the ability to pull himself up by his testes, right? Quite literally. So it is your responsibility. That is what is considered to be the red shift. Now, in a society that is effeminating men every single day in the way that they see themselves, then of course you're going to want things to be equalized based on wealth distribution from the top to the bottom, right? You're not going to look at yourself as the center and the one who creates that wealth for you. So then that may have a change on your political ideologies or views. Now, this of course is not 100%, nor this is a super sound science that I would say is 100% whatsoever. Because remember, if you have strong affiliated beliefs into either party, it doesn't affect the loyalty that you have. But if we're looking at generations, right, and how our hormonal levels affect men and decisions that we make, then this is a very interesting study and a very, I would say, enlightening perspective to have on the differentiations and variations of ways that men can be affected and the ways that we think. So as we're trying to understand society, we should totally start with the food. We should start with the way that we see ourselves, and we should start with the hormonal imbalances within the male population in society so that we can understand where we are today and why things are shifting towards where they are, why certain political candidates may win, We're seeing a surge of run clubs, hype clubs, gym culture, right? All popping up. That's going to put you into a red shift, right? So that means that the other political parties need to push these particular values to get men to want to associate themselves with these candidates, because men that are on that high side of masculinity and toughness, right? They're going to see themselves as independent and that it all is based on them and they don't need a savior because they're here to save themselves. Now, the mechanisms of influence in testosterone. Testosterone interacts with various neurotransmitter systems in the brain, including dopamine, right? That pleasure system that makes you feel good, which is involved in reward and motivation. These interactions can shape how individuals respond to political information and make decisions, right? Something that can make you dependent, right? Or something that makes you independent. Something that rewards challenge, because testosterone rewards challenge. The masculine man wants a challenge, and that challenge makes you feel good. It makes you feel like a man, that you can, you know, stand up to it and you can get something done. Just a second ago, I was just doing a 30 push-up, perfect push-up challenge, right? I seen David Goggins do it. And I wanted to feel like a man. I wanted to feel like I can do it. And once I got done, the dopamine rush hit. It was very hard, but it was very rewarding. That's testosterone. That's literally my testes producing the steroid hormone, testosterone, pushing me to want to do that, right? It is a God molecule in the man because it produces the will outward, right? When you have that low testosterone, your willfulness is now disrupted. So we should not eat foods that disrupt our testosterone. We should work out. We shouldn't be stressed out. That means that we should meditate. We should be mindful, right? We should focus on images of seeing ourselves and people who look like us winning. There was a book put out by Dr. Wesley, and he was talking about how when black men see other black men get shot and killed on TV, right, it decreases your testosterone because what we're watching is failure. When you see your favorite boxer get beat up, it lowers your testosterone. We want to see winning. Winning does that for us. When there's constant fear being evoked inside the media, right, and shared, it lowers the testosterone. So what is this going to make? It's going to make all the men who feel like men and who have that testosterone and that masculinity, they're going to resist the propaganda. They're going to resist the fear. So any attempts by any of sides of these candidates to push fear as an agenda will be resisted by the masculine, testosterone-filled men of that society. So now we can understand why they may push different projects and they may talk about these things that this candidate go do. And the masculine one is like, man, we ain't afraid of that. Man, bring it on in. What you talking about? Like, why you trying to make me feel like a sucker? You know what I'm talking about? That's that energy that's going to push back on it. In summary, testosterone can influence political thinking by enhancing traits such as aggression, dominance, risk-taking, and confidence. These traits can lead the individual to favor political ideologies and candidates that emphasize strength, control, and traditional social structures. The complex interplay between hormonal levels and behavior underscores the significant role of biology in shaping political preferences.
Are we low level or high level?
You're going to jump into Crown Society. You're saying that I represent power, I represent knowledge of self.
Stepping in the name of drip, get ready with me. Stepping in the name of drip, get ready.
I wear the crown to just symbolize, like, I know who I am, I know why I'm here, I know my purpose.
Crown, it's abundance, it's royalty, it's prosperity, it's energy.
Put in. Yeah. I got to walk with my head held high because you got to see this and you got to see this.
I believe that if anybody wants to be able to protect their mind and be able to think freely, you gotta get Crown Society today, man.
Blue pill, the color palette's all black. James Bond mixed with Malcolm X and my Che Guevara era.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.